I will be sharing today's message from our gospel reading today from the section John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. But before I continue, I wanted to thank Pastor Peter for giving me the opportunity to stand before you to sow the seed. And thank all of you for your continued support for the Tonga Fellowship and Pastor Neo's ministry. My sermon title, The Advent Voice. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts and thoughts of our minds be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are, family and friends. We have arrived to the third Sunday of Advent. 2 weeks ago, right there in the back of the church, Pastor Peter and I shared in a conversation the matter of my preaching today. And it was during our conversation that Pastor Peter threw a word out there that was completely foreign to my ears. The word was Gaudete. I went home, and later that same day, I had figured that I'd better familiarize myself with the scripture readings for today. You see, the United Methodist Church has an internet website, www.discipleship.org. And it is here where you can find a complete listing of any Sunday's lectionary scriptures. And also attached to each Sunday's lectionary is a theme specific for that Sunday. Dr. Lisa Hancock, Director of Worship Arts Ministries for the United Methodist Church, provides our theme for today as our fierce joy. Our fierce joy. Now, I have to tell you, at this point of my life, the only thing that's really fierce anymore is hunger. But allow me to share a small portion of Dr. Hancock's insight regarding today's theme. She writes, Gaudete Sunday gets its name from the opening words of the Latin introit commonly used for the third Sunday of Advent in the Roman Catholic Church. Rejoice in the Lord always. It is also called Rose Sunday because it was appropriate for the celebrant to wear rose-colored vestments. Today, this tradition is reflected in many Protestant congregations through the lighting of the pink candle on the Advent wreath. In conclusion, Dr. Hancock states, in the midst of all the traditions, let Gaudete Sunday also be a practice session, a rehearsal, a preparation for living with fierce joy. Living with fierce joy in the midst of the tension of the now and the not yet. Isn't that an interesting concept? Fierce joy in the tension of the now and the not yet. Just like many of you, I am a consumer of news and information. And all over the place we see Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, and the resulting humanitarian crisis that comes along with these sorts of conflicts. Here in our very own community, elevated crime rates, and my heart breaks for the homeless. My heart aches for those immigrants who have come to this great country desperate for just a future with hope. Fierce joy? Where does that fit in to the world we live in today? John the Baptist, son of the priest Zechariah, and his mother was Elizabeth. Elizabeth was said to be a relative of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. Elizabeth and Zechariah had been unable to have their own children. The angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah one day and told him that he and Elizabeth were to have a son. Zechariah questioned the validity of the angel Gabriel's claim. And in return for Zechariah's display of doubt, angel Gabriel made Zechariah deaf and mute for the term of Elizabeth's pregnancy. The birth of Jesus and the birth of John the Baptist, were both preceded by angelic declaration. And Jesus, of course, being the product of the Immaculate Conception, and also both births were foretold by Old Testament prophecies. But let's move to today's gospel reading, John chapter 1, verse 19. We arrive to John the Baptist being questioned. It may have been more like an interrogation by the priests and Levites sent from Jerusalem to seek out this individual who was preaching. You must repent and turn from your ways of old and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The delegation of interrogators was looking for this person whom they heard was performing baptisms of repentance. Now, picture John the Baptist. He's not dressed in the normal attire that was commonly worn during that time. He was wearing a camel hair robe with a leather belt at the waist. The Mennonite vow he had taken prevented him from cutting his hair and shaving. So based on appearance alone, John the Baptist, he was an eyeful. Verse 19, the first question asked, "Who are you?" John the Baptist answered, "I am not the Messiah." They asked, "What then? Are you Elijah?" Elijah? Well, let's back up to the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5. God tells Malachi, "Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord." They asked John the Baptist, "Is that you? Are you Elijah?" You see, the delegation of interrogators are in the process of eliminating the possibilities of John the Baptist being the fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. The next question they ask him, "Are you the prophet?" Prophet? What prophet? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. Moses declares that there will be an unnamed prophet that will rise up from among the people. John the Baptist is asked, is that you? No, he replies. The questioning continues, well then, who are you? What are you up to? If you're not the Messiah, if you're not Elijah, if you're not the prophet, then what do you say about yourself? John answered in verse 23, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. By the way, John the Baptist is directly quoting the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. In saying that, he's saying that, you know, John the Baptist assumes the role of messenger. Jesus is here as the Word. John the Baptist is here as the voice. Verse 25, the questioning continues. Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? Verse 26, John answers, I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know. Just think about that for a second. This delegation of priests and Levites sent out of Jerusalem to locate and question John the Baptist were among the most versed. They were among the most scholarly. They were amongst the most knowledgeable. Their entire existence revolved around their knowledge and their memorization of the scriptures. They were in the synagogue every day, all day, studying, reading, reading, studying. These guys knew their stuff inside and out. And then John the Baptist comes along and tells them, among you stands one whom you do not know. There's something you do not know. That had to have been like a slap in the face for the delegation from Jerusalem. How is this camel hair wearing, locust eating guy gonna act like he knows this stuff better than us? Let me frame it like this. If I were to frequently go to the gym, would that automatically mean that I was fit or in shape? No, it wouldn't. If I were to frequently attend church, read and study and read, would that automatically make me a Christian? Each one of us can only answer for ourselves. But it's astonishing how whole societies throughout biblical history have fallen. The hearts of these societies had gotten colder. Outlook had gotten darker. Yet they managed to keep every law, but continue to move further and further and further away from God. Make straight the way of the Lord. Get your heart right. His coming is near. Allow light into those dark places that we've been keeping dark. Allow warmth into those places that we've kept cold. You see, knowing Christ personally, it opens the door for inner change. The more I know Jesus, the more I know that he loves me. The more I know Jesus, the more I know that he loves you. That is the love which is given freely to us, regardless of immigration status, regardless of living situation, regardless if you're experiencing unexplainable grief and loss as a victim surviving in one of the war-torn regions abroad. To be a voice crying out in the wilderness, to be a messenger, to be a facilitator and a reciprocator of love, that is exactly what he expects from you and what he expects from me. John the Baptist eating locusts while wearing his camel hair robe was questioned. Are you the Messiah? Nope. Are you Elijah? Nope. Are you the prophet? Nope. But one thing that cannot be overlooked is John the Baptist did not hesitate to humbly and faithfully point out the way to the true Messiah. During this time of Advent, make straight the way of the Lord. Prepare your heart and get it right. You see, today, we've been blessed to receive this guideline to follow. What is my role? Messenger. What is my attitude? Humility. We're called to be a voice. And today, on December 17th, 2023, Gaudete Sunday, I declare with fierce joy, I declare with the Advent voice, make straight the way of the Lord. His coming is near. Amen.